Hello again, it's Pastor Mark, and we're going to continue with the Big Picture Story Bible. So let us read together. We're going to take a look at chapters 22, 23, and 24. Let us read together. A Brand New Day, Part 22. It was the third day after Jesus had died on the cross. The sun was not yet up. One woman, Mary Magdalene, couldn't sleep. She had believed in Jesus and hoped he was the king. She got up very early while it was still dark and went to the tomb where Jesus was buried. As she came close, suddenly she grew anxious and afraid. The big stone that covered the entrance was gone. Jesus' tomb was open, and it was empty. She turned and ran, and she did not stop. Seeing two of Jesus' followers, she caught her breath and cried, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb!" Her friends ran off. They raced to the tomb. They looked around. They went inside. But Jesus was not there. As they walked back home, they wondered what had happened. That evening, some of Jesus' followers were meeting together. They were afraid, and so they had locked the doors. Suddenly, Jesus came and stood among them. At first, his followers were frightened, but then their fear turned into joy. The sadness that they felt was gone. Their hearts were glad again. Jesus was alive! Jesus really was alive! Jesus was risen from the dead. The sun had risen. It was a brand new day. God's promise is explained. Part 23. Jesus' followers could hardly believe it. "We have seen the Lord." They were full of joy, but they were not full of understanding. They could see Jesus with their eyes, but they could not see why he had to die and rise again. And so, Jesus opened up God's holy book that had been written long ago. He started with the books of Moses and then the prophets and the Psalms. He showed them everything that was written out there about him. In it, there were many word pictures that proved he must die to pay the penalty for sin. In it were many pictures that promised he would rise again. Jesus' followers were amazed as they listened and as they read. Before they had said, "We have seen the Lord." But now they could read God's holy book and say, "Even here, especially here, we have seen the Lord." Jesus taught them carefully because he knew the day was coming when people would no longer see him with their eyes. They would read of him instead. He knew God's holy book would help others to believe and say, "We have seen the Lord," and they too would be full of joy. Do you see the Lord? Painted on the pages of Israel's hard and happy history is the big picture of God's forever king. God's new kingdom spreads. Part 24. For 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus taught about God's kingdom. He told his chosen followers that they had kingdom work to do. He said that although he must go away for a time, they must wait for a gift he would send to help them do that work. And then suddenly, Jesus left them. He was lifted up into the sky. He took his throne in heaven and began his kingly rule. His followers went back to Jerusalem and waited, They waited and waited for the promised gift. 10 days passed, and then they heard something. There was a loud sound like the wind blowing. It came from heaven and filled the room. Then they saw something. Little flames of fire floated overhead and came to rest on each of them. Then they said something. They were praising God in languages that they had never learned. The promised gift, the Holy Spirit, had come to them. Other people also heard the wind and voices, but they didn't recognize the Holy Spirit. They wondered if Jesus' followers were drunk. Peter raised his voice and spoke, "These men are not drunk as you suppose." He told them of the prophets who had said God would send his Spirit. He told them of Jesus' death and how God had raised him to life again. He told them to repent and to believe in God's forever King. This news entered into their hearts. Many confessed their sins and believed. On that special day, God's Spirit gave new life to many. God's people were growing in number again. And as the good news of God's kingdom spread, still more people repented and believed. The good news spread and spread and spread. The word that was preached in Jerusalem went out all across the land. It spread to people in Judea. It spread to Samaria too. Later, the Apostle Paul spread it as far away as Rome. Far and near, people from every nation were beginning to follow Jesus as their King.